Mummy, can you tell me a story about strength?
Speaking of strength, did you know that Bhim had another brother besides the four Pandavas?
Really? Who?
His name was Hanuman. And today, I will answer all your questions with a story about these two brothers.
Bhim and Hanuman were brothers? I had no idea.
Yes, both Bhim and Hanuman had the same father, Pavan Devta, the god of wind. And do you know how they met?
No, please tell me.
Well, this happened before the Mahabharata war, when the Pandav brothers were in exile in a forest. One morning, Draupadi came across a very beautiful sweet-smelling lotus in a small pond. She saw Bhim close by and called out to him and asked him if he could help her find her more flowers like these. Bhim was very happy to help and he set out looking for these flowers in the jungle.
And then?
Then, as Bhim followed the sweet scent of these flowers, soon he realized he was deep inside the jungle with only one visible path. As he began to walk down the path, suddenly he saw a large monkey. It was lying sprawled across the path, and Bhim had no way to get around him.
And what did Bhim do?
Well, Bhim first requested the monkey to kindly move out of his way.
And
the monkey said that he was old and weak and had no strength to move. He said that since he could not get up, Bhim should simply jump over him and go past. But Bhim knew that jumping over someone is very rude. You also know this, na? One should never cut someone's path or jump over someone just to get somewhere.
I didn't know that. Then what happened?
Then Bhim politely waited a while and requested the monkey to move. But eventually his patience ran out. He got angry and shouted at the monkey.
"Get out of my way!"
he said.
"You have no idea who you are dealing with. I am Pandava Bhim, son of Kunti and Pavandev. And that makes the great and mighty Hanuman my elder brother. I'm sure you know him as your leader, the monkey god. Now get up and move, or else I will pick you up and throw you out of my way."
Woo!
The monkey said, "Look here, Bhim. I'm not getting up. If you really think you are strong enough to pick me up, go ahead. Start with my tail." Bhim looked confused. Was this old monkey challenging him to lift his tail? Bhim decided to make short work of this arrogant monkey. As he bent down to pick the monkey up by its tail, he found that he just could not move it, not even by an inch. He stared at the monkey in shock. The monkey smiled at him and said, "What's wrong, O great and powerful Bhim? Can't lift my tail?" Bhim tried and tried, but could not move the monkey's tail at all.
Wow! This is very surprising. Someone as powerful as Bhim could not lift the monkey's tail.
Well, it surprised Bhim as well. He had the strength of 60 elephants. But how could he not lift a monkey's tail? Bhim gave up, knowing that there was more to this monkey than what met the eye. He folded his hands in apology and said, "Forgive me, but I now know that you are not an ordinary monkey. Please identify yourself."
Oh, Mummy, I think that I know who that monkey was.
I think so too. Let's see if you guessed it right. The monkey finally got up and said, "My dear brother Bhim, I am Hanuman, your elder brother." Bhim was overjoyed to have finally met his brother, and the two brothers hugged each other tightly. Hanuman said, "Sorry for the trouble, but I am guarding this road for the Devtas, as this path into the woods belongs to them and no human is allowed in here. But you need not worry. I will take you in with me and get you those lotus flowers that you want."
Amazing! I knew it had to be Hanuman. Then what happened?
Meeting his brother for the first time had made Bhim very emotional. He prayed to Hanuman to show him his real form, the giant one that he had taken when he was headed to Lanka. So huge that his head would be above the clouds.
Wow, that is huge!
Yes, and Hanuman obliged and showed him his real form. Bhim was so overwhelmed that he shut his eyes and began to cry with joy. Hanuman embraced his brother and blessed him, saying, "May you always win any battle you fight, my brother." This embrace from Hanuman forever transformed Bhim. He grew much less angry and much more powerful than he was, just by the blessing of Hanuman. His ego too was destroyed, but most importantly, Bhim learned that he should never underestimate anyone, like he did Hanuman.
Then what about the lotus flowers?
I must say you are very sharp. Yes, Hanuman kept his promise and helped Bhim gather many lotus flowers, which he brought back with a big smile for Draupadi.
Wow, Mummy, this was such a beautiful story. I had never heard it before.
I'm glad you liked it. Now, off to sleep with sweet dreams about lotus flowers and the brothers, Hanuman and Bhim.
Good night, Mummy.
Good night, my child.